On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 26, we're going to look at a truly dynamic duo. We're going to find out about a locally made, and I'm talking the Bozeman area, guitar necessity, and we're going to feature a longtime luthier from down in Colorado. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 26. And before we even get started, I want to make sure you don't ever miss an episode of Acoustic Tuesday. So right now, hit that red subscribe button and then go ahead and click that little bell so you get notified of every new video. And of course, if you want it right to your email, it's super easy. Just click the link in the description and you'll get full-blown access to my guitar geek list, which of course, you do not want to miss. Here we are at Acoustic Tuesday, episode 26. Welcome to you. I'm here, and of course, joining me are none other than Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, Levi Coelho, the man with a technical plan. Ladies and gentlemen, these are some fine-looking individuals right here.
Levi.
Noah.
Cheers to you both.
Cheers. What are you drinking, Noah?
Well, today, Levi, I'm going for the Bruichladdy. Port Charlotte.
Yes. Okay. This is my second favorite scotch of all time.
Right. And you guessed what it was when I poured them earlier.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
Tony, what are you drinking?
I am having the Lil Book from the folks that make Booker's. It's just a little bit different.
Nice. You said spicier.
Lil Book. It's a little bit spicier than what I was drinking before. Right. Not that I was drinking before.
How would you compare it to the regular Booker's?
It's a little bit more mellow. Regular Booker's is like, this is just kind of like,
gotcha.
Yeah. So I want to dive into the guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, but first, your trivia question for the day. And here it is. Which two of the following key-changing music accessory companies both got their start in 1974? So you're going to pick two here. Was it Dunlop, Kaiser, Page, or Shub? Go ahead and ponder that while I dive into the guitar geekiness that is, of course, Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5. So I'm in high school. I'm sitting in history class. It's the first day. They give you your history book, and I just sit there and I thumb through it. And every picture that I come across, I read the caption. It's kind of how I like reading those types of books. I'll do the deep dive later, but it's my initial kind of scan, you know. The reason I bring this up is because there's a book that I want you to be aware of focused on Martin Guitar, and it's from the Images of America series. It is, of course, the Images of America C.F. Martin & Co. book. And what I love about this book is that it literally is all pictures. And I'm talking some juicy, awesome pictures here. Really great stuff. The captions are wonderfully written, so you can actually thumb through this and learn a ton about the history of the Martin Guitar Company. Now, let me tell you, if you're a guitar geek, you need this on your coffee table, in your guitar den, and of course on your guitar geek bookshelf. Now, this particular copy is very special to me because a couple years ago I interviewed Chris Martin and he actually signed this for me in a true guitar geek form. I had to ask because I just couldn't not. I mean, how often do you get a chance to hang out with Chris Martin? He was here for an interview back in 2015, and we had a blast talking about all sorts of crazy stuff, some art that he has down in the museum and things like that. But it was super fun, and it was right around the release of this book, so I thought, I need to share this with you Acoustic Tuesday viewers, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of info packed in this very little book. So if you got a Guitar Geek birthday coming up, make sure that's on your list. Moving on to item number 4. And this is the longtime luthier that I was referring to from Colorado. Now, this one has a story associated with it as well. Now, the luthier I'm talking about is Chuck Augsbury, and the company is, of course, Ohm Banjos. Yes, I'm featuring another banjo because, yes, down deep, I'm a banjo player as well. And you know what? I just love the darn things. And I absolutely adore Ohm Banjos. When I first moved to Montana in 2007, 2008, I worked for Weber Mandolins, and we attended the NAMM show in that same time frame. And we actually shared a booth, or the Ohm booth was very close to where our booth was. So I got to know both Chuck and Tanya over at Ohm very well. Hello to both of you guys, and thank you for making such stellar banjos. We got to go out to dinner, and just let me just tell you how many laughs ensued that evening. There was a boatload of laughs, and really enjoy them. And just recently, Whitney and I went down to Colorado within the last year on our way to Austin, and we stopped by Ohm, and Tanya gave us just a really awesome tour of the factory, the shop, really. I mean, it's a small bench shop, and they make some stellar stuff. I have two of their banjos that I personally use that I love. I have the Minstrel, which is this cool one with the kind of curvy headstock. It's a 12-inch pot, and it sounds really awesome. So that's kind of my old-time banjo. And then I have the Juniper as well, which is kind of my bluegrass banjo. And this is just a very well-built banjo. What I love about these banjos is the finish. Now, they do a gloss finish too, but these two banjos in particular feature a tongue oil finish, and it's just so smooth under the hand. So they're just really nice banjos. Now, they don't make a lot of banjos in the year. In fact, their shop is pretty small, so each banjo that comes out of that shop is extremely special. So again, huge thank you to Chuck and Tanya down at Ohm Banjos. And if you're a guitar geek and kind of a hidden banjo geek as well, that's a company that you definitely should be aware of. They are they're a long-standing luthier down in the Colorado area and, of course, in the banjo world, and just outstanding people to get to know. A wealth of information, truly. Now, this is usually the part of the program where I check the mailbag. And I ran out to the mailbox today in the snow, and it was empty.
Tear.
I was bummed out.
Such a lonely, depressing day here.
I would pour one out for the mail that's not here, but I can't.
You know what? UPS and FedEx did come today, though.
They did. Actually, we did have a mailbag arrival. Yeah. Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plan, ladies and gentlemen, he received some new cables today for his computer.
You know what? These aren't just cables.
Oh,
these are like different crazy boxes that allow us to hook up, you know, awesome cameras and improve the show.
So there you go.
We have some show improvements. So anyway.
Yeah. Levi's like, yeah, take that.
You just wait.
It's kind of neat.
It's getting good.
Yeah, don't diminish what
so
you don't
I shouldn't
understand.
Say that the mailbag was empty. It just I guess I don't get excited about that stuff, but I'm sure I'll get excited about the results.
Right. It essentially is empty. Nothing that you guys care about, but
right. See, there's nothing for you.
Yeah.
Fair assessment. let's move on to item number three, shall we? This is actually what I'm listening to this week. Now, along with being a guitar geek and a banjo dude, I love the dobro as well. And when there's a duo and there's a dobro involved, my ears perk up. But when there's a duo that has amazing guitar playing, amazing dobro playing, and a voice that I still can't quite figure out how the sounds come out, that's when my head pretty much explodes. I mean, I'm talking like steam coming out of my ears, like what kind of cartoon vision. Think of the Warheads candy wrapper. That's me when I hear a duo just like this. And the duo that I'm referring to is Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley. Rob Ikes on dobro, Trey Hensley on vocals and guitar, and holy smokes can these guys shred. And they shred in such a tasteful manner. I mean, they have these cool kind of corresponding guitar dobro lines. Trey's voice is out of this world. Rob is a true just virtuoso on the dobro. And of course, I can try and think of other adjectives and things to describe these guys, but you should probably hear them. So let's have a listen to Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley playing Ballad of a Well-Known Gun.
Surprise, of course I saw they knew. the Pinkerton. He pulled out my bag, he asked me for my name, stuttered out my answer, then I hung my head in shame. Well, now they found me, at last they found me. It's hard to run from a starving family. Well, now they found me. Well, I won't run. Well, I'm tired of hearing there goes a well-known gun. Well, now I've seen you changing. I said, let me see my priest. Couldn't have faced your desert sand or burning brown bag beast. Whorehouse, they hidden me for my kin, and they claim my crumbling walls. Now I know how Reno felt when he ran from the law. Well, now they found me. At last,
I mean, do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? It's just like the full package. Those are just two people making just amazing music. Layered, dynamic, just, oh, tasteful. They're outstanding. Again, Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley. Now, they've got two albums out currently. Country Blues is their most recent album. And then they have another one, Before the Sun Goes Down. Yeah, Before the Sun Goes Down, which I'm less familiar with. But the newest one is the, kind of the one that tipped me off. And then I did the full-blown deep dive. Just, I love Trey's voice. It's just so tasty. It's country, bluegrassy, blues all mixed up. Really outstanding stuff. And of course, if you want to dive into more Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, just visit AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Click on episode 26. There's a link directly to their website. You can check out their tour dates and all that good stuff. It looks like they're touring through March and April, and they only have one date in June in Nashville. So make sure to keep a lookout. See if they're coming near you. It's an act that I don't think you want to miss at all. In fact, after hearing them and seeing them right now on Acoustic Tuesday, I think you should get tickets because they're outstanding. Moving on. Oh, we can't move on yet. Well, I have, there's a Bozeman accessory maker that I think you'll be surprised is actually in Bozeman. I'm going to tell you about that. And then, well, I can't reveal item number one yet because I know you're going to dig it. But we got to visit Noah here and have some small wins.
Let's do it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Yee-hoo! All right.
Wow.
That was really...
Come on, man. This is exciting.
I know it was. It just... you really were like... You did the woo. I can't mimic. I can't do the Levi woo.
No one can do the Levi. All right. Small wins up for today. First one comes from Brad. And Brad says, completed my first tack lesson last night. Real American hero. Until now, I've just been a strummer, not a picker. I thought I was in a little over my head. But within about a half an hour or so, I was up to full speed, and now I'm definitely stoked for more to come.
Nice job, Brad. Cheers. Fantastic.
And our next small win comes from Brady. Just ordered my first custom guitar from a local luthier near where I work in Indonesia.
Very cool.
I will be leaving this assignment soon, so why not get a custom guitar as a memento of my time spent in this wonderful country? Love the show. You guys do a great job. Brady from Indonesia.
Awesome. Brady, congrats on the guitar.
All right. And our third small win for today comes from Robin. And her small win, she says, my twin sister plays ukulele. Just has fun at a group, but has never bothered to really fix any problems she's had in playing. Well, about after 3 years of encouraging her, I finally had a win. Let me just say I'm a TAC member, and so I was able to pass on some TAC advice. And now, instead of just moving on to something easy that she can do, she'll say, I'm aware of the difficulty, and I'm now working on it. And so now, and so now Ruth is benefiting from my experience. I'm very proud of her.
Nice job, Robin. That's a guitar geek paying it forward. I love that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Nice work. Thank you for sharing your small wins with us. And of course, if you have a small win that you're dying to share, and if you're a guitar geek, you have a small win. I know you do. Please, in the comments below, just put hashtag small win, and then describe your small win. Maybe it's an encouraging another guitar geek. Maybe it's new strings. Maybe it's a new bourbon. Maybe it's you hanging out with your family and jamming. And if that's the case, go ahead, put hashtag FamJam and describe that as well. We love listening, or rather, I love listening to those when Noah reads them. And of course, we all love reading them. It helps that positive momentum surge forward and influence other guitar geeks. Well, I think we should move on to a local favorite, which is item number two, of course. And what's amazing about this is, so long ago, I'm a guitar geek through, and you guys know that. I'm a guitar geek through and through. And I used to go on StuMac's website, and I used to look at tuning machines, because I was like, I could always upgrade those tuning machines. That would make my guitar look really cool. And the same name kept popping up. And all these really great players used these amazing tuners. Well, it turns out these amazing tuners are machined and built right here in Bozeman, Montana. And I'm talking about, of course, Waverly tuners. If any of you has experienced these tuners, you know what I'm talking about. They're machined to exact specifications. They feel, just turning the tuner knob feels so good. And they're just so solid. And they're made literally like 3/4 of a mile from TAC headquarters. It's kind of crazy. It's a small shop, and they do one thing very well, and that one thing that they do is guitar tuners. But it's not just a tuner, okay? First of all, like I said, they're incredibly solid, very well built, and they come in a variety of finishes. I'm talking gold, nickel, and as far as the buttons go, you can get just standard Butterbean kind of chrome tuners. You can get Ivoroid buttons. You can get Black Pearl. You can get faux tortoise shell. You can get ebony. You can get snakewood. It's really, they do such a great job. They're a class act and just a fantastic company. Their tuners are top-notch, easily top of the heap. Just be forewarned, if you're planning on changing out your tuners, please check the measurements, okay? It's very important. And the measurement that I'm referring to is the bushing measurement and kind of that inner diameter of the tuner post hole. Sometimes you have to get some oversized bushings to put in there so that the tuner doesn't wiggle. So don't just go order your tuners. Make sure to call the company. Make sure to ask, you know, will these fit on this guitar? And if in doubt, contact a local luthier to see if they will be able to help you. But seriously, if you're thinking about changing your tuners, please consider Waverly tuners. They're just outstanding. I have them on my custom Martin ebony button tuners, and they're so smooth, and it's actually fun to tune. It's a joy to tune. I mean, I like being in tune anyway, but when you turn the knob and it just feels solid, and they look good, it's a match made in heaven. We're almost on item number one. We're cruising along today. I think it's the little book fueling me along. Well, I want to go to item number one because it's really something you guys are going to love. You're going to totally dig it. You're going to hear from some of your own, if you know what I mean. And but first, I want to know what you feel about the show so far. What are you liking? Did you make a new discovery? Do you want us to make a new discovery? Do you want to just share that you're watching from, you know, a really cool place? Please, in the comments below, just go ahead and type in where you're tuning in from. And speaking of comments, Noah, can we give some shout-outs? Can we give some comments? Can we get some Guitar Geek love to the Guitar Geeks out there?
Yes, that's what I'm all about.
All right. Fire away.
I'm the Guitar Geek love guru.
When's your book coming out?
Okay. So some shout-outs to those who have been tuning in to the Acoustic Tuesday show. Paul, Brad, Vic, Lon, Brady, Cheryl, Claudio. Claudia.
I did that too. It's because of her last name.
I blame Levi.
Yeah.
Thomas, Sharon, Mark, Alan, Jess, Harry, Lewis, and Brett. I did that to make you feel better, Levi.
Thank you.
And some comments rolling in. Lon says, can't say enough good things about Larrivé guitars.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love my PV09. Is it 09 or is it 09?
I say 09, but it's probably 09.
Okay. It is hands down my favorite and most played, abused acoustic. My only real concern is that my son keeps stealing all of my Larrivé t-shirts. Perhaps I should make him replace one with a Guitar Sentinel t-shirt? Thanks for another great show.
I like that.
And Vic says, congratulations for hitting another milestone with Acoustic Tuesday episode 25. Just remember you felt good about. We hit 25.
Oh, yeah. The quarter of the way to 100.
Right.
Well, thank you, Vic. I appreciate that.
And he says, I love the show, your guys' energies, and of course, the 18 nuggets of guitar geekiness that oftentimes educate me on items that I've never heard about but need to know about.
Cool.
My only minor issue is that it's a veritable boys club over there at TAC HQ. When do we get to see or meet your better halves?
We should have them run the show once.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like at the centennial. Okay. All right. Now, speaking of, right, Claudia, what do you think of this, Tony? She says, I think you should add a feature, quote, you know you're a guitar, could, let me start,
you can start
guitar,
over.
Guitar, okay. Yeah.
I think you should add a feature, you know you're a guitar geek when, and then fill in the blank, feature.
Interesting.
Anyway, then she goes on to say, we'll get back to that.
Okay.
But she says, came home from a hard workout, starving, thirsty, exhausted, but spent the next hour entranced by watching YouTube reviews about thumb picks. No dinner, haven't even taken my coat off, just thumb pick reviews. Gotta face it, I'm a guitar geek.
I have so done that.
So, you know you're a guitar geek when...
I love it. Claudia, I think you just came on another segment here. I think you just came upon something magic, because I think we all have those moments when you kind of laugh to yourself and you're like, I am such a guitar geek. I had one this morning. I was making coffee, French press style, you know, boiling the water. And as I'm trying to fill the pot with water, I have my guitar around, you know, with a strap, just kind of dangling. It's hitting the counter. It's my beater guitar. Don't worry. But it was kind of like, well, it would have been a hell of a lot easier if I just put the guitar down and made the coffee and came back to the guitar. But I couldn't because, well, I knew I was a guitar geek at that perfect moment. So when you have one of those moments, in the comments below, please finish the statement. You know you're a guitar geek when, and then go ahead and make sure to put a hashtag in front of that, because that kind of pings us and lets us know what's up. So in the comments below, you know you're a guitar geek when. I have a lot of ideas, but I'm not gonna put any more out there because I want to see what these guitar geeks can come up with.
Yeah.
And Claudia, thank you for that. That is a great, outstanding idea. Fantastic. I love it.
There you go.
And speaking of guitar geeks and knowing when you're a guitar geek, I want you guys to share this show. Just plain and simple. We got to unite as many guitar geeks as possible. You guitar geeks are what make this show possible. You guitar geeks are what fuel this show. And we need more of them. So please, please share this show. Send a link to your guitar geek friends. Encourage them to subscribe. Encourage them to just sit down and watch a show. I think they'll dig it, especially if they're a guitar geek. So again, please share that show. And one more note in terms of the show. Now, if you get the show delivered to your email, which I strongly encourage that you do, the email contains a lot more links and things, little hidden gems, Easter eggs, if you will. So not only can you watch Acoustic Tuesday, not only can you download it as an audio podcast, but you can read the descriptions and get additional links in the email. And of course, all that's available at AcousticTuesdayShow.com, as well as the email that you receive to let you know that, hey, Acoustic Tuesday Show is out for the week. I think that brings us to item number one, and this is one I'm really excited about because we get to hear from you. I'm talking about you, guitar geeks. In fact, guitar geeks with guitarsonals. So, I got another round of guitarsonals for you. So, Levi, are you ready?
I am ready.
Should we cue it up?
Let's
go. Okay, let's start off. We've got Bill L. kicking things off. He's holding a nearly 45-year-old Gibson Blue Ridge. And might I add, Bill also has a banjo in the picture, so I know it runs in our blood. So thank you, Bill, for sending in your guitarsonal picture. Of course, wearing your guitarsonal shirt. Next up, we've got Michael W. Now, Michael W. has a dog kind of hidden behind the guitars, which the dog's name is M or Emmy. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I love seeing the pets in there. Fantastic. I also will note that Michael has a Taylor 12-string as well as a beautiful, beautiful Koa Taylor guitar. So kudos to you, Michael. Thank you for wearing your guitarsonal shirt and sending in a picture. And next up, we've got Nils F. And okay, what I love about this picture is that the whole couch is full of guitars. It's just left to right, boom. It's like the couch was made for guitars. But even more so, my eyes immediately went to the cat sitting on the couch because I just thought that was hilarious. And apparently this is one of two of Nils's cats. Apparently the female cat doesn't like pictures all that much, but hey, the male cat's down for pictures. And that, in my eyes, that means that your cat is a complete guitar geek. So Nils, thank you for sending that picture in. And I love the kind of the horizontal holding of the ukulele. It just ties the whole room together. Thanks so much, Nils, and thanks for wearing your Guitarsonal shirt. And last but certainly not least, we heard from Patrick F., who just stumbled on an episode of Acoustic Tuesday, and he wanted to share his Guitarsonal with us. He hasn't received his Guitarsonal shirt yet, but according to his email, it is on the way. But of course, you can't let that, you still have to share your Guitarsonal, so he gets in. It was kind of a loophole in the rule. He ordered his Guitarsonal shirt, and he had this picture, and he just wanted to send it and share it. And the cool thing I love about his Guitarsonal, well, there's two things. Number one, there's a 1928 Martin size 2 17 guitar, which is actually very similar to the one that I have. But the cool thing about his is that his is been in his family since it was born. I mean, that's major cool stuff. And the second thing I want to highlight about his Guitarsonal is that he's got a Firebird, Gibson Firebird, kind of on the bottom. I don't know if it was an Epiphone or a Gibson, but it's a Firebird. And I'm a huge fan of Johnny Winter. And whenever I see a Firebird, it just brings up all these memories of me first getting into guitar and just watching footage of Johnny Winter and listening to records. So kudos to you, Patrick F. Thank you so much for sharing your Guitarsonal shirt or your Guitarsonal with us. And when the shirt arrives, make sure to let us know that it arrives in good shape and that you love it. Speaking of Guitarsonal shirts, speaking of Guitarsonals, how can you get your Guitarsonal featured on Acoustic Tuesday? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. First things first, step one. You got to order yourself a Guitarsonal shirt if you don't have one. It's super easy. Just click the link below this video, pick your favorite color, pick your size, and voila, you'll get a Guitarsonal shirt delivered to you. Step number two, don that official Guitar Geek uniform. Okay, put that Guitarsonal shirt on, gather your pets, gather your family, gather your Guitar Geek buddies, whoever inspires you around the guitar, gather them together, and of course, your guitars as well. You can't forget the guitars. Set the guitars up, get the family in there, snap a picture, and then please email it to support@tonypolicastro.com. And in the subject line, please put #Guitarsonal. And just by doing that, you could be featured on the Acoustic Tuesday show amongst your guitar geek brethren, and just having a whole lot of fun and checking out everybody's Guitarsonals is a highlight. I love these segments. After we did the first one, a flood of them came in, and I want more. I want a flood of Guitarsonal pictures, please. Levi, you look like you were going to say something in regards to that. Are you laughing at me?
Should we just throw caution to the wind and see if we can do this next segment that you have in mind?
I would love to. I mean, I just need four. That's it. I just need four pictures.
No, I was going to throw a left fielder.
Oh. This is what Levi does.
The Guitar Geek shout out.
I like Levi's left fielders.
We really want to start the Guitar Geek shout out, but it sort of takes that first round of people to send in their video.
Mm.
And it requires that you hang out with other Guitar Geeks. Mm-hmm, so this could be a little bit harder to get.
Yeah,
but if they were to be in a situation with two or three other guitar geeks playing guitar, how would they structure that?
Oh, super easy. So all I need you to do, you can take a video with your cell phone. Mine's in airplane mode. Don't worry. I'm not checking text or anything. All you have to do is take your cell phone along to the jam. Make sure to hold it horizontal, as Levi is saying. He's very big on the horizontal. Yes. Looks good on video. And just do a really super quick video. I'm talking like 10 seconds, 10, 15 seconds. Let us know where you're from. Tell us that you're playing guitar. And of course, you gotta sign off with a Guitar Geeks Unite. It's very, very important. And if you happen to be wearing your Guitarsonal shirt, I mean, bonus points. And of course, you can email that video into support@tonypolicastro.com as well. #GuitarGeekShoutout. We'd love to hear from you guys because, like I said before, you guys are what make this show possible. You guys are the fuel to the Acoustic Tuesday fire, and we can't say thank you enough. It's humbling to do this every week and see all the new guitar geeks come in. It's outstanding.
Can I give you guys an example? Because again, this is a left fielder. We're gonna see if this works. But let's say you're holding your phone, and it's pointed at you. just say, hey, this is my name, and we're in, you know, this place, Tallahassee, New Mexico, something. and then turn around so we can see everybody there, and everybody hoist up your guitar, and you say, Guitar Geeks Unite. There you go, Tony, we'll put you in the show. So what's that, like 9 seconds? Maybe a 16-second spot? Listen, I understand.
And if there's anybody from Tallahassee, New Mexico, I want to hear from you right now.
I
like real soon.
From Tallahassee, New Mexico. Okay? Throwing that out as an example.
Do you, Levi? Do you?
Gentlemen, that about wraps it up, but we have our trivia answer.
Yes.
If you guys are ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm going to go ahead and reread the question so we're all refreshed. Which two of the following key-changing music accessory companies both got their start in 1974? Dunlop, Kaiser, Page, or Shub? And I asked you to pick two. Well, those two were Kaiser and Shub, both known for their capos, hence me referring to them as key-changing music accessory companies. Both Kaiser and Shub got their start in 1974, which I thought was pretty cool. I was doing a little digging, a little research, and I was like, oh, okay, which company started in 1974? And then I thought, well, gosh, the answers that I choose, I hope they didn't start in 1974. And lo and behold, Kaiser and Shub both started in 1974. Pretty cool little factoid. Bring that out the next Guitar Geek party. Make sure you're eating pie. Ask your Guitar Geek friends that question. Become the belle of the ball, if you will. Okay, let's have a sneak peek into next week because, well, Acoustic Tuesday airs every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, you can catch it on an iTunes podcast, an audio podcast, easy to download. Of course, you can find all the nitty-gritty details out at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. So what's up on tap for next week? Well, we've got some surprising instruments from across the pond. I can't wait to share those with you. They're really cool. A dual-purpose helpful guitar tool. This is a must-have tool for your gig bag or guitar case. And a band that's named after a nocturnal hand-washing mammal. Go ahead and ponder that until next week. Whoa. And until next week, from Levi, Noah, and myself, we wish you the best guitar-infused week. Keep strumming, keep smiling. Cheers to you guys. We'll see you next week, Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Cheers.